What's up, y'all? How's it going?
Well, hello, hello, and happy Mitchell Tenpenny Day.
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know about that, but it feels like it's crazy. This is amazing.
I mean, it should feel like your day, because you've got your number one hit, your first in the bag. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, that's just, even hearing that out loud, it hasn't hit me yet. This is just nuts.
No, really, Mitchell, when you found out, when was that, earlier this week?
Yeah, like midnight, pretty much Saturday.
And so what do you do when you find out? Do you do the happy dance? Do you hug whoever's next to you? What do you do?
Yeah, a lot of hugging, a lot of cheers, and a few tears.
Aww.
Just a lot that came up to it. I have an incredible team. Just to get to celebrate with them was special.
That's awesome. And then today, Mitchell, we're excited. Your album is out finally, Telling All My Secrets, and you tell secrets, don't you?
I try to tell secrets without, getting anybody into any trouble.
Those secrets are your life, your story?
Yeah, it is. I mean, this is a collection of all that, and I just wanted to be honest and be a little vulnerable and, you know, be authentic and see how many people would resonate with it, see if they, you know, could take a song and find their song on this record.
I know you grew up in the Nashville area, and you've been at this for a while, but when people hear your name, they're like, oh, that new guy, Mitchell Tenpenny. But it's not an overnight success by any means, is it? But it's never an overnight success, is it?
No, I mean, I'm born and raised in Nashville, been here a long time, been writing professionally for about 6-7 years now, and then been in band since I was 12. So it's just been a long process, but now it feels like it's just starting. And so it's kind of cool.
It's all new again. Well, I've been a fan since you came to Boston and did a little showcase, a new artist showcase. I think it was early in this year.
Yeah, very early.
And we were all blown away by your voice and your performance.
Well, thank you. That was so much fun, and I appreciate you taking the time to come there. And,
of course.
And also for just supporting a new artist. That means the world. You have no idea.
It's amazing with all the advertising outlets, digital and traditional. Word of mouth is still so powerful.
Of course.
If you're up for a little fun and games, Mitchell, I would like people to get to know you by asking you some fast questions. I like to call it 10 Tenpenny things.
Okay.
I'm just going to shoot them right at you. Ready, Mitchell?
Let's do it.
Okay. What do you eat for breakfast?
I don't eat breakfast. I usually skip it.
Favorite sport to watch?
Football.
Favorite team?
Tennessee Titans.
We won't hold it against you because it's your hometown. First music that you bought, album or single?
It was Eminem, the very first Eminem record.
No way.
It was on a tape.
I miss the cassette. You could throw it around in your car and it'd be okay. Favorite cut on your debut album, Telling All My Secrets?
I love a song called Goner.
And what's that about?
It's about finding that girl that you know, when you look at her, you don't stand a chance. You're just completely knocked out.
You're a goner.
Yeah.
Dream duet partner?
Ooh, well, dead or alive, because Michael Jackson would be the dream, but now it'd probably be Bruno Mars.
Oh, you guys would sound so good. You should hook that up.
I don't know him very well.
We'll put it out there.
Help me out.
First celebrity crush?
Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, two Jessicas.
Any of the Jessicas.
Yeah.
All right. Name something that you're pretty good at, Mitchell, besides music.
I mean, I love playing sports. I'm pretty good at,
football?
Yeah, I played football my whole life and went to college to play that for a little bit.
What position?
I played football. A linebacker.
Oh, you're a tough guy.
It hurts when I get out of bed now, but we're all right.
Something you love about Boston, because I know you've been here more than once.
Yeah, the food. The whole food scene is delicious.
You love seafood?
Yeah, I do. And it's fresh and amazing.
And this is where you get your chowder on and your lobster on.
Chowder, yeah.
All right. Chowder. There's your 10. Thank you, Mitchell.
Thank you, yeah.
And we're so excited to be able to share your number one hit with New England. Everybody needs to get your debut album, Telling All My Secrets. And I hope we see you back here live in concert, maybe this summer.
Yeah, we'll be back soon for sure. I love Boston.
Cool. Thanks again, and happy Mitchell Tenpenny Day.
And Merry Christmas. Cheers.
And have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. By the way,
That's
awesome
right.
job on that song.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time, and take care, Mitchell.
You too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.